Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Howard Bailey. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The right fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Danny Ainge. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Luis Leal. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Bonnell moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonnell scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woods for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to second. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to third. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to third. Summers moves to second. Joey McLaughlin now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayberry moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Velez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to third for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia catches it and throws to second with Griffin covering, to double up Whitaker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-1 in the game. Ainge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Witt. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Witt steals second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin is hit by the pitch. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with McLaughlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Velez strikes out. 2 outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Tigers. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kelleher bunts towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Mike Willis now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Peters reaches second base with a double. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Peters scores. It's 8-3, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-2 in the game. Ainge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garcia moves to third. Dave Tobik now pitching. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Griffin strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garcia scores. Ainge moves to third. It's 8-4, Tigers. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Blue Jays 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Cowan's now playing right field. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw pinch runs for John Mayberry. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to second. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. Velez moves to second. It's 8-5, Tigers. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ainge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Ken Maka pinch hits for Ernie Witt. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Blue Jays 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Maka now catching. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Blue Jays 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Lee Jackson now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Velez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-4 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.